Leo Gonzalez.
Okay. And how long have you been a deacon?
10 years.
10? And why did you become a deacon?
That's a good question. One of the reasons is because I was in the church. I was working at the church with different in different groups, like marriage, helping marriage, helping, you know, especially Hispanic,
right.
Spanish people. And then sometimes they've been asking me to do some lectures. When I finished, people, they were thinking I was a deacon.
Right.
And this has happened so many times that I said, maybe God calling me to be
right.
a deacon.
Right.
And that's the reason.
Good. Well, what was one of your most memorable experiences being a deacon?
It was one thing that this was a person that I saw him like sitting down, very sad.
Right.
And I asked him what happened, and he didn't want to tell me what happened to him. Then I said, "Did you believe in praying?" Then he said, "Sure, I believe." Then I took him to the place where they put all the they put Jesus, you know,
the icons.
They have, right. And then we go there, right in front, and I pray for him. I didn't know what happened. About a week and 2 weeks later, he said he had cancer and he got cured.
Wow.
And
that's
only because,
true.
And I don't
and
even
know. And this was
know.
In the church that
yeah,
you saw him?
Yeah, and this was in the church I saw him, yes.
Wow, and, that's
yeah.
pretty powerful.
And they're giving him about, I think it was only 2 weeks. 2 weeks, 2 weeks of life, you know.
Right.
Living in.
How's he doing now?
Oh, he's doing good. He's doing great.
Wow.
And this has happened about 8 years ago. And he's still in good shape.
That's a very powerful, memorable experience.
Yes.
And
that
I'm
was
really
the
glad
most
that,
you, come.
Yeah. that you went and found him that day.
Right.
And what about challenges? What is the most challenging thing for you?
I think everything.
You have a list?
Like preaching.
Yeah.
That's one thing. It wasn't that easy, you know, like if the people they're gonna like it or they don't gonna like it.
Right.
How they gonna feel, you know,
respond,
when they,
yeah.
they will respond right when I preach.
Do you ever ask them how they
No, you know,
feedback?
I'm very happy because I never ask. But the people they've been coming to me and they said, "Oh, that touched me, what you say." And, yes,
So it sounds like you're doing a great job.
Well,
and I'm sure your friend from 8 years ago thinks you're the greatest. So,
I feel comfortable. You know, people they make me feel comfortable.
Good. Well, it sounds like you're the perfect person to be a deacon.
Probably not, but you know, I don't say that. You know, but
I
think God called me for that, and I try to do the best I can.
Good.
Yes.
Were you born in this country?
No, I was born in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And why did you come to this country?
I came here 50 years ago, 51 years ago. Because my father, he used to work for the federal government.
Right.
And he came to Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Island.
And then we went to New Jersey. Then we was there in New Jersey. And we stayed there for almost one and a half years. Then he went back. But before he go back, we came to Connecticut, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Norwalk, yeah.
Yes. And they all go back, and then I meet her. This is my wife, Doris.
What is your name? Doris. Nice to meet you, Doris. My name's Lynn.
And then I make my decision. I say, no, I'm going to stay. And that's the reason why I'm here.
Nice. Well, that's a great thing that you're here because you're doing a good job. And Doris, what would you say is the most challenging thing with having your husband be a deacon?
The
that he always in church.
Right.
You know, because
a lot of time
you
spent.
See the community that he is in Rose, New Haven.
Right.
It's a big community. You know, and they need that a lot of help.
Right.
So it's like funerals.
Right.
Even weddings and baptisms. You know, it's a lot of work.
Right. Right.
Because of the Hispanic. They have more traditions, different.
Yeah.
They celebrate everything.
Right. Yeah, I do remember people celebrating this.
Yeah, a lot of things. Yeah. So, you know, we spend a lot of time.
Right.
Yeah. So sometimes it's kind of, you know, I have to wait at home, or if we have anything like with the family,
right,
we have to wait.
Right.
Because he was in church.
Right.
But then after, you know, the 10 years that he has been dating,
right. Well, maybe you need to schedule a date night and put it on the schedule. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. And if you don't